Good morning to you all. Annyeonghaseyo. Very warm welcome if you're here for the first time. It's great to have you with us, and we hope there'll be a chance to get to meet you after the service. A very special welcome this morning to Amelyn, her parents, family and friends. Amelyn is to be baptised at the service. Just a reminder, the service is being live streamed, so we welcome those who are joining us from home or elsewhere. Worship continues here at 11:30 with the interactive worship with communion, and then at 5 o'clock. And please check the notices sheet that's sent out. If you don't get this and would like it, let us know and we can ensure you get a copy. You'll notice there's a photographer here, Terry. He's come to take some photographs for the website. So I just remind you, as with all acting sets, just don't look at the camera. But he'll be wandering around during the service now and also the 11:30. Alternative Christmas cards. It's still not too late to get your message added to the card. Ray Charlton is here this morning with packs for anyone who needs them. So please do see him, or you can do it electronically as described in the notices sheet. Just to highlight a few Christmas events, on Sunday the 12th of December, the combined service is our gift and nativity service. This will be based on the story, The Impossible Promise. So please come dressed as a nativity character. And please bring gifts, and particularly toys for young children, and we'll go to WellCare. On the 19th of December, the 11:30 service will be a messy church service, and Sally will have details of that later. And on the 24th of December, there will be a Chris Dingle service at 4 o'clock on Zoom, and that proved very successful last year, so we're doing that again. Two further reminders, the Child Contact Centre is in operation today, so there's no access for members to the building between 1 and 4:30. And the K3A Orchestra with the Harmony Choir, they're giving their winter concert at St Andrew's Church, Surbiton, on the 5th of December at 3 o'clock. There's a varied programme, and if you want more information, please speak to Liz or Ken Bartlett. Finally, news of people. Please continue to pray for George's mother, who remains in hospital with COVID. Also, we remember Rosette Barley, who's damaged her knee patella. And as always, we continue to remember those at home who are anxious about going out because of the coronavirus and are, as a result, are lonely. And also any others who are unwell who are known to us. Thank you.
Oh, just as well I don't have hearing aids and glasses, isn't it? All this faffing here. Could you put the pictures up, please? Can't see that. Pardon? The pictures. No? Here we go. A bit of a techie moment. Right, I need one person, just one, to light the first Advent candle. I need one. I don't need two, which was I would get Jago and Dylan, but I need one. Dahi. Oh, sorry, I'll get you later, but you today. That's a lovely thing. Right. So what we're doing this year is people at home have got pictures. They've got to know they've got stones, and they're painting them for the journey to Bethlehem. The journey to Bethlehem. How many pictures have we got? Have we got more? Great. Bonnie, you strike the match and then you, is that good? Or can you strike the match? Can you strike the match? I don't know what the rules are, you see me? Just one candle, I'll pull up the wick, that's, I can do that. Hey, I'm allowed. Right, good. Yeah, Nana, it is Nana. That's great. See, what an idiot I am. Sorry, man. Thank you very much. Thank you. So let's pray. As we light this first Advent candle, may its flame be for us a sign of hope. May its warmth be a symbol of God's love for us. And may it inspire us to be hope bearers, people of compassion and integrity, as we gather in the name of Jesus, who is the light of the world. Amen. So just in case you don't know that, the plan is that each week we light another candle, and then on Christmas Day, we light them all, and we light the one in the middle. So I know you tried to get a petition up to stop me picking this hymn, but Holly insisted, and I hope anybody who's got them, wants them, got a shaker or a drum, drums are available. We're joining to sing Shine, Jesus, Shine. Thank you. Have a seat, have a seat, have a seat. Now, I know you're all going to be inspired enough to shake your maracas and shake your bells as I'm praying. I know that's what's going to happen, but maybe other people would like a bit of quietness. So let's go for that one, shall we? So let's join together to pray. Let's pray. God of mystery, we have stepped into Advent and await your revelations. We have stepped into Advent hoping that we and others will see and feel and know your message. You are a patient, persevering God who offers your all for us, who offers the depth of your being, the essence of life, the gift of love beyond compare. And we are your waiting people, waiting to celebrate again the birth of Jesus, born for us, given for us. We wait, but we don't find that easy. We confess our impatience. We confess our lack of attention to the journey and its signposts. Teach us that preparation is part of the journey, and the journey is part of the gift. We are not your trusting people, forgive us. And God promises to all who follow that God will take away our sins and set us on the path to life eternal. So let us hear God's word, let us know God's forgiveness, let us feel God's peace. And all God's people said, Amen. We join together and say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. I need to apologize to anybody who's not a regular worshiper here or who doesn't know it, but we've messed up the words. We've missed out the words of the sung blessing. For loads of people, that doesn't matter. They know it. But if you do not know it, when we get there, put your hand in the air and somebody will come run at the front, give you a hymn book, and at that point, it'll be over because it's not very long. Okay. So it's a big moment. What we'll do with Amberlyn is we'll let her wander about and then I'll run up to her and give her some water and then we'll run her. Okay? Okay. So, godparents, can we have a few? That'll be lovely. You could, yep, there, it's good. Great, great, great. Lovely, lovely, lovely. Any minute now, somebody at the back will say, move this way, move that way, because of the camera. Who knew? It says in the Gospel according to John that nobody can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. God loves us even before we knew what love meant. God loves us before we can love God in return. Though we can't understand such love, that is all giving and expects nothing in return. God invites us in through baptism to accept with openness and the trust of a child through the water of baptism. God has set a seal on our hearts, for God's love in Christ is stronger than death. So parents come and make promises. Godparents make promises, and we also make promises as God's people that we will nurture and guide, support and encourage as we are able. And we will use water as a symbol of the inclusion and the creativity that is God's. And the first thing that we will do is we will bless the water that we're going to use, which is in the font, which is just behind Pete. That's cool. So let us join to pray. Gracious God, we thank you for your love in all creation, especially for the gift of water to sustain, refresh, and cleanse all life. The story is that in the beginning you moved over the waters. We know that water is a very precious commodity in our world today. We know that Jesus was baptized by John in the River Jordan, and his baptism found its fulfillment on the cross. Send your Holy Spirit upon this water, that Amelin, being born anew of water and the Spirit, may ever remain in the number of your faithful people, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with the Creator and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory now and forever. Amen. So you two lovelies, what about you sort of stand up and try and shuffle this way? I just don't want to naff Amelin off, that's the truth. That's a beautiful thing. Great, that works for me. It's good. So, Julian and Holly, you have come for the baptism of Amelin in response to the call of Christ and the leading of the Holy Spirit. Let us hear you confess your faith in Christ. First, promises for all of you. Do you believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
I hear that in the background. Who sung that?
Redeemer of the world, Frank, and giver of life. Gee, you three, you could be saying anything, can't it? But for you two. Promise?
I was son
of God. And bring her up in the worship of the life of the church. And for you three, do you promise to pray for Amelin, for her home and her family, and to support them as you are able, sisters of God's love?
Christening going on here.
And to you, good people.
It's not a baby, it looks like a...
Normally or not. As a community of faith...
2 or 3 years old.
...representing the whole church, do you welcome Amelin and
promise... That's why there's more people.
...what you have received, the gift of God's love revealed in Christ. Okay, come on. A bit better.
I don't know what this... Like
to come person song. It's a lovely thing. Come over here. That's it. Let's do it.
Turn off the picture.
About me getting so close because of the. Have you seen those jokes with the spray guns? Socially distanced baptism. Have you seen those? Yeah. No. Amelin Olivia Zoe. Amelin Olivia Zoe. Yeah, it's coming. Amelin Olivia Zoe. I baptize you in the name of the Father. It's okay. And the Son. And the Holy Spirit. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. It's okay. It's okay. Okay. You're right, I am really frightening. We're going to sing a blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. Take us beyond our fear. Take us beyond our superficial assessments of how things look. Lord, we pray. Amen. We join together to sing the hymn, Colours of Day. Have a seat. The second reading is from the Gospel according to Luke, which Stuart Chandler will read to us. This is a startling passage, warning of differing times to come.
Hello.
Might be overwhelmed by events.
Signs in the sun, the moon and the stars, and on the earth distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the seas and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, the powers of heaven will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud, with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Then he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on your guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that the day does not catch you unexpectedly like a trap, for it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. Amen. Amen.
So today, as you know, is the first Sunday of Advent. It's the season when we tell the story that God is doing a new thing, and we tell the story again, and we sort of tell the story backwards. We start with the end times, and then we move to the birth of Jesus. The rest of our lives, we know that this is a season when we know we need. Admittedly, mostly watching ourselves reaching for the remote and another bag of crisps. But this is a reading about eternal matters. What is the way that we are looking at our lives? What is our focus? There will be disasters and there will be catastrophic events. Some will be overwhelmed with fear. We know that's true. Most people have been pushed right to the edge during the battle with COVID-19. The passage, stand up, raise your eyes. About fig tree sprouting leaves. Of course, you wouldn't see that if your eyes were on the ground. Raise up your eyes and look at the positive signs around, because they are easily lost. Oh, what terrible reading, some would say. Can't we have something more peaceable and something more cheery? Okay, but have we learned nothing from these times? It's about joy that flows in the middle of a storm. Our faith speaks of the reality of suffering. We are not people that pretend that life is all easy. God may be unchanging, but not things on the earth. Especially not things on the earth for any one of us individually. Alter at any point. The message of the end times are trendy in some circles, but what we all need to remember is that this might be our last day, or the day when everything changes. And are we using this day well, said the passage, or are we dissipating it? And if we have learned anything, it is that things can change radically, very quickly. And in the middle of it is we need to have fundamental truths that we can live by, substantial things that will keep us going, not the crisps and the remote. Substantial truths that we can live by. And Christians believe that God in Jesus provides that. How it works out is not that there's a solid lump of truth that we have to take a deep breath and swallow whole, but a tender engaging into a brave, bold journey that involves the whole of us and involves all of us. It's not about a light, cheery, superficial truths. It's about strength in times and suffering. It's about fragility alongside God. It's about a constant security even in the middle of frightening times. and to realize that how things look is not all there is. There is more than we can see. And to rise up, to stand up, and to live as hopeful people. And that, sisters and brothers, I would suggest to you, is the best example and the best gift that we could give Amelin on this day. So let us pray. Mighty sovereign power of God, gentle, caring Mother, Father God, we bless you, our God, for your great gifts to us. Creation, fragile and fascinating. Scripture, revealing your truth but needing to be studied. And we bless you with your forgiving love, with the vision of your kingdom shedding light in our darkness. So we voice our hopes to you now. We pray for those who are caught up in wars around the world, soldiers, refugees, those who hold fast to the reasons for the fighting, and those who, as a consequence, find themselves on the move, even on the move in a dinghy. Pray for homeless people, excluded from lots of what the rest of us are doing. And Lord, it is cold. And struggling to keep hold of who they are. Pray for people who are ill. Those who are physically ill. Those who are in the care of the NHS. And those who are ill because they are so anxious. Pray for those people struggling in relationships, especially as we move towards Christmas with us all its expectation of lovely families all loving each other and all getting on and it's all lovely, lovely, lovely. For those families where the cracks are just kept below the surface. And for the deepest hopes of our hearts, we pray now. Into the mess of this world, a fragile child will come. yelling in the night for his mother, needing milk and clean linen. We pin our hopes on you, little baby, our God. Pushed into the world through pain and into poverty. Our God is with us, and hope is reborn. Amen. So we know that many people give their offering regularly through the bank, but we know that some people will use their cards, and we have that facility. There's a card machine there, there's a card machine out there. And the other thing is some people will bring cash, and now offerings will be received. So let us pray. Generous God, make us generous. Make us generous in joy and generous in love. Help us to remember what we have done this day and to remind us every day that we need to share our love for you with others. And we need to be people to give and live generously. For you are generous God, our God. Be with us, each one of us, and all that we love, this week, this day, always. Amen. Julian's choice, How Great Thou Art.
Thank you.
Singing that, oh dear, the poor people at home. I've had it the wrong way round on the mountain. Lord have mercy. Anyway, God bless those of you on Zoom. Make sure you phone somebody, have a chat with somebody. We would send you a piece of cake, but we might eat it all ourselves. Sorry. You're invited. Holly and Julian invite you to have a piece of cake with them, being served in the Mayo Hall after the service. So let us go forth to ponder in our hearts the mystery of this moment. And may life be born within us, Christ Jesus be seen among us, and joy surround us like the angel's song. And all God's people said, Amen. Thank you.